Easy.
So, like, I just,
you,
I.
You get the jail. What are you going to do to use it? Like, what crime are you going to commit? And you know.
I get one free crime, basically.
Yep.
What are you going for?
Tax fraud. I'm not paying a single fucking cent.
I know, but you don't make enough money for it to really be a big deal.
I mean,
but I think it would stack up over time.
If we all get our
and
own.
You're right.
One
you're right.
Crime. That's one count.
Okay. 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 One crime. Probably rob a bank.
I was going to say, if we all have our own cards, we get together our own Danny Ocean and we rob the Bellagio.
Guys, that's exactly what I was going to say.
It's great.
D.O.
Because you have to still get the money.
Yes.
But if you get caught, there's no repercussions. So correct. We would still have to plan it, which would mm-hmm. be the fun part correct. Of the whole robbery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it would go wrong immediately.
Not a chance, dude.
No, it wouldn't, dude.
Not a chance.
We would be bad criminals.
That would be an awesome reality show.
Yeah.
Like a scenario where they have to try and rob something and everyone's in on it except for the people. Like, except for the people being robbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
do
awesome.
You think we could do it?
Oh, yeah.
Like a bank. Let's say a bank in town here. You think we could rob a bank in town?
Oh, yeah. Not a chance we couldn't.
I like
our. Like, I don't see a path to failure.
Every bank have a vault?
I mean, I would need to be able to do extensive research.
For sure. That's
but like
part
you just
of the
do what
process.
Danny Ocean does and just magically gets blueprints of the buildings he's going to break into.
That's public record, right?
I don't think you can just go. It's well, maybe you have. Yeah, maybe if you go to the city when you submit to your permit or whatever. You have to submit drawings of your building.
You've had a couple buildings. Did you have to do that?
Yeah, you have to get permitted, and like we had to go to the city, and they had to allow us to build the building. Hmm. So I wonder if that just gets stored as public record, the stuff that you submit.
Yeah,
but it isn't always necessarily the updated layout of it.
Okay.
I mean, step number one is I get a teller job there. Mm-hmm. So to start working there,
correct.
Second, gather intel for a month.
Yep. Well, a year.
Year.
2 years. We're going to need you working at
At this point, I'm a lifer. At
we're
going to
need
they think I'm the most trustworthy person that they could ever hire.
You got a narc on some bad employees. So yep. You get on their good graces. Also, what I found with crime movies is you just, everything always goes through the elevator shaft.
Big time.
There's not a Danny Ocean movie where they don't spend zero time in the elevator shaft.
Yep. So we're going to need an elevator. I'm going to have to work there for at least a year.
So we can't do any single story banks.
Correct.
They may have basements, so we don't know. That's the shit you start to figure out.
So I'm trying to figure out how I'd rob my current bank.
Does your banker listen to?
No, not a chance. Yeah, there'd be a lot. We're going to have to. I mean, they did it like 3 or 4 times in the Ocean movie. So I think we just got to copy the model
for sure.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like, don't try and reinvent the wheel here. So we're going to need a little Asian guy to do acrobatics for us, you know, because there's going like to be
Bruce Lee type.
There's going to be lasers at some point that we're going to need him to. To bend and stretch around.
Do you think
around.
There's security lasers at any of our local banks? Like, for real?
I don't know. But this is the thing, Todd, is we need a team that can handle anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we're going to find that in Fargo.
What, said Asian?
Just a bendy, stretchy guy, you know?
Well, you go to any yoga studio.
Yeah, go to the yoga studio.
Jade does yoga. He's our stretchy guy.
Yeah.
He's too loud, though.
That's true. He'd fuck it
up. And he'd tell somebody right away.
He would.
We also need to figure out where to buy those things that you just clamp onto wires and then you're just tapped into them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if they exist or how, but we got to find those.
And it's always just in a random panel in a bathroom or something.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to get some sort of van. Or
so many vans.
We got to have intel in the van. Yep. Yeah, we got a van decked out intel.
We got to have someone sitting in a van during this.
I would
block by like maybe like the Qdoba parking lot across the street or something.
I would like to be the guy that blows the hinges off the vault if we're volunteering for positions.
If we go that route, Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll need. It seems like we'll need a drill with a 2 foot drill bit because they typically have to drill in at least a foot and
but
half.
Here's the thing, guys, if we're good, we should just know the code to the vault.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
We also need to figure out how to smuggle in at least 35 black duffel bags so that they're there in the vault for us.
Yeah,
to fill, put the money in.
I would also like to incorporate glow sticks somehow.
Yeah,
they did that in Ocean's 11, and it was a pretty cool touch.
Yeah, you drop them down the elevator shaft.
Yeah, so I we're gonna need to make sure we got a glow sticks plug.
Yeah,
you got a guy. He's like, I totally misunderstood, and it's those stupid glow necklaces.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're all wearing them. So. How many years do you think it would take us to approach like a real plan that could actually work?
5 minimum.
No, I was going to say a year, dude.
Dude,
if we're full,
do you know how
time,
much you can get? Yeah,
we're full time robbers.
If we rent out a hotel room
like for a year,
for a year,
or a warehouse where we have all,
well,
our
we'd
plans
have both because we would hang vault out and do like our intimate conversations in the hotel,
correct?
Mm-hmm. And then we do all of our trial and error in the warehouse.
Yeah,
if we do that for a year, there's not a chance we don't rob any bank in this area,
correct? Full time,
like just knowing that knowledge and having that gun in my hand is an exhilarating feeling. Like, it's like being the president of the United States, knowing you could hit the nuclear code buttons,
yeah,
and not the kind of power that I wield right now, knowing that I could rob any bank in Fargo
in
and I just
year
don't, is a good feeling.
Model citizens.
And honestly, with great power comes great responsibility, and I would never would, but it's just nice to know that I could. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.